we'll be going into Put You Down from Alice in Chains off of Facelift, which is objectively the best Alice in Chains album. Argue with the Wall, genuinely. Then Violet Eyes by Meat Puppets, and then Thermidor by Butthole Surfers. Yep.
Thank you.
are listening to WMEC Digital College Park. We have another PSA, and then we'll get back into Rage Against the Machine. All right, so we're gonna listen to "Without a Face" from Rage Against the Machine, 30 years ago, and it's still very, very current. Anyways, and then "Clean" from Helmet, and then "Ocean Size" from Jane's Addiction off of "Nothing's Shocking."
No card, so I got no soul. Life in prison, no parole, no control. Buddha got my number on a wiretap. Plus I jacked for Similac. Fuck a Cadillac, survive. One motive, no hope, cause every sidewalk I walk is like a tightrope. Yes, I know my deadline, sire. With my life in fires, I'm sending me resembling of the barbed wire. The mother of my child, a loser, mind at my grave. It's my life for their life, so call it a free trade. Well, neither am I even born a star. I took a death trip. Walk a seat back, the brains in the gate. War without a face. One motive, no hope.
Alright, now we'll be going into Ulcer by Tad, and then Superhuman from The Velvet Revolver, and then Adam's Ribs off of UMI. UMI is just like a band I'm recently getting into, so this song, I don't know. It's a really good song, but the message is really, really sad.
We'll be right back.
Alright, so that song was about bulimia. As you can hear it, he says, like, make me throw up, emaciated. And even with a lot of the yelling at the end, it really does sound like somebody choking themselves. So I just thought that was really interesting, because in all of the rock music that I've listened to, the topic of, like, eating disorders and body image tends to be a topic only really addressed by female singers. So I just thought that was really interesting. Now we're listening to Electra Made Me Blind by Everclear off of their album Sparkle and Fade. Then we'll listen to Cynic by Local H, another Local H song. And then Crown of Thorns, but this is a cover of Pearl Jam. With Pearl Jam, obviously, basically all of Pearl Jam, the band, comes from Mother Love Bone. So it's just really unique hearing Eddie Vedder's voice over this, and it's really just like a beautiful cover. So.
Down. So I'll spin it around. It's the kind that leaves me lonely. So that is all I have for today, but I just want to talk about what I played today and then also what I'm planning on playing next week. So first off, I understand the playlist today. It was a little inconsistent. It was a lot of last minute additions, I will say. I tend to stick to a lot of the same four-ish artists when it comes to this era. So I was trying to pick, obviously, like, not the most popular songs from some of these other artists. But in doing so, some of the songs, I would say, were not the most well representative of the artist itself. So next week I will be going back to kind of my vibe that I stay in, which is very bluegrass, summery, all that stuff. This was fun, but also incredibly difficult. And I've definitely been struggling with this playlist and trying to make sure, just because I think with a lot of the artists, like, obviously, you have Alice in Chains, Pearl Jam, Nirvana, and all of that. And kind of when you branch out, it starts to sound a bit repetitive. Like, a lot of complaints that I was seeing when I was looking into bands, because I like to find out a little bit about their background and all of that when I'm looking into them, will be a lot of people online being like, this band sounds exactly like this other band, like Silverchair. I listened to Frog Stomp recently and I really liked it, and then I look it up and I find out, first off, the name is, it came from Nirvana, and then also a lot of people saying they sound a lot like Nirvana. I don't really like Nirvana and I really like Silverchair, so I don't know if I agree with that, but just a lot of like arguments about bands sounding like other bands, to the point where I feel like it's a little discouraging to try to branch out of that genre.